Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the bear.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
We teased it. We're going to talk some baseball. Kyle Tosk is going to come up with the 5 biggest moves so far at the trade deadline, including whatever the Cardinals and Cubs. So not in the 5. I don't think either one or maybe one of them does rank in your top 5, but also whatever the Cards and Cubs does. So we'll do that soon, and we're going to get to a little Illini basketball information on their trip coming up to Spain. Couple of nice questions coming in on the U of I Illini Lake text line that we'll get to about USC, UCLA, and all of that. But before we do that, Kyle, we did tease going into the break of a trade that has happened in Major League Baseball. And I don't have you on again. My goodness!
You do not want to hear about this. Speak up, Kyle. Jeez.
Yeah, you're on. What the heck?
You should say the trade that did not happen because about 10-15 minutes ago, the Dodgers agreed to make a trade for Eduardo Rodriguez, who is the left-hander from Detroit, having a really good year, except that he vetoed it. He's got a no-trade clause and said, I'm cool here in Detroit. I don't want to go play for the Dodgers and try to compete for a pennant. I'm going to use my no-trade here and veto that.
I'm cool here in Detroit.
So I was a little confused by that.
So you could head to L.A. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I'd want to live in L.A.
For 2 months while you're in a pennant
race?
Yeah,
you're right. You're exactly right.
It's weird.
It's one of those, I don't know if I'd want to live in L.A. I don't want to live in Detroit. I've been.
Maybe he's comfortable pitching in front of 200 people at Comerica.
and aren't the walls there like 600 feet back or whatever? So maybe he's like, man, I'd be exposed if I went and pitched in L.A. where their walls are like, you know, you can literally hop over them like a little mini chihuahua dog can jump over the wall in right field at L.A. So maybe he's like, nah, I'm good. That's interesting.
That's analytics.
That's how I use analytics. I bring dogs into it. That would probably sum me up to a T. All right, so we'll get back more to baseball. Kyle will give us his top 5 moves that have happened so far. 50 minutes still in the trade deadline. Nothing yet with Flaherty.
Maybe on that note, the Dodgers have to pivot and find another pitcher.
Wow. Pipes is on fire today. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I think part of the weight is that he's not at the top of these teams' wish list.
That's fair.
Like, you had to see where Scherzer was going to go, where Verlander was going to go.
Montgomery.
Obviously, yeah, Montgomery, yep. Eduardo Rodriguez, obviously was someone that the Dodgers were targeting. And then you'll get to Flaherty maybe up to the deadline. I just don't see him sticking with St. Louis beyond that because I think he's going to resign, and the Cardinals might as well try to get what they can.
Amen. I just don't see him as a future Cardinal. I simply don't. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, and Kyle will keep us up to speed. He knows to raise his hand should something happen, and we will get right to him and stop all information. All right, since I'm just having fun back at the board here, we got some Illini basketball news to talk about. Not really news, but it is. It was news to me. Kyle, maybe you didn't know about it either that's coming up, but they got a practice coming up.
They have a open practice tomorrow morning, so I'll be able to report on that on tomorrow's show.
Sweet!
I will get to see that, interview Brad Underwood, Terrence Shannon, Coleman Hawkins, I believe Luke Goody and Sincere Harris, all made available to the media before the team goes for their Spain tour.
Okay.
They leave on Friday. They'll play three games in three different cities between Barcelona, Madrid, and what's the other one?
Wherever the next good wine spot is for Brad Underwood.
Yes.
That's, it's going to be all about...
I think it's Valencia.
Oh, well, that just sounds like a wine. That sounds like a wine in itself. Now, I did see that Nebraska played one of these teams that Illinois is going to play and had a little bit of a... They beat them.
They beat them by like 4 or 5 points.
Yeah, not by much.
So I think the first team on... Yeah, the first team on Illinois' schedule... Apologies for not remembering which one it was. I mean, two of these teams, like the Madrid All-Stars, it was one of those teams that Nebraska just went over there and played that Illinois is going to draw first, and it was then a couple possessions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what that looks like for Illinois, although higher expectations for the Illini than Nebraska.
Okay, I thought of a segment. Want to hear it?
That's
that was an old Saturday Night Live skit. Not with segment, but Kyle, I want you to be a part of this because I don't want to answer it. Because I want to hear what you guys have to think. What's the one thing you want to see or you're interested in or interested, if that bugs you the way I say it, in this trip to Spain? What, like, is it Luke Goody? How, you know, is he back fully healthy and he's playing well? Is it Terrence Shannon is definitely the dog and he's taking over? Is it all of a sudden Coleman Hawkins is scoring 18 a game? Is it, I don't know, some new kid that you're looking at? So what would be the one thing, and you can expand from there if you want to throw others in, that you are kind of anxious to kind of find out about this trip to Spain?
I think the easy answer is, what does Ty Rogers' box score numbers look like playing point guard?
Yeah, see, I just threw out eight different things, and I didn't hit the absolute perfect one.
Unfortunately, there's not going to be a stream for us to be able to watch
the
game, so we're really just going to have to box score watch and hear what we can from the coaching staff, and I'm sure that they might do some post-game stuff in terms of Brad Underwood saying something about the game on Twitter, because Derek Burson and that crew will be over there. But how he's handling running the team, like having the offense be initiated through him, is assist to turnover ratio in a good spot? And, yes, it's still early. We're still 3 months for games counting and everything, but just kind of how he's – fitting into that role, and that's something that I'd really be looking at. Along those lines with him, is the free throw numbers improved?
Ooh.
Is he making any jump shots?
Okay.
So those are things I'm wondering about with Ty Rogers. But if I were to give a second one before Kyle here, so I can steal all of Kyle's potential routes, Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn is someone that on the newcomer front that I'm really, really intrigued about. I've heard just glowing reviews about his talent. He's very athletic. He can shoot it. You look back at overtime elite, he shot over 40% from three.
Woo!
And I know we're a little bit gun-shy on freshman guards because
Correct.
Of last year.
It should be.
And should be, for sure. But I think in terms of more experience on this team, maybe that puts him in a different role. You're not leaning on him as heavily. It doesn't mean, I mean, just look across the Big Ten. Ohio State, Malachi Branham was able to have a really, really good year. Jalen Huchefino had a phenomenal year at Indiana. It can be done to have a freshman come in and be a really impactful player. So I think how he looks on this trip is going to give an indicator of how ready he is to make an impact right away.
And I'm always, before I get to Kyle, I'm always more – in fact, I just thought of something. It's Dinger Tuesday and Candelaria's with the Cubs.
That's a good thought. Who's on the hill for the Reds?
I don't know.
Probably doesn't matter.
Can you effort that? Is this game at Wrigley?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I mean, just to prove more and more that I'm just the squirrel guy. Like, squirrel. I don't know why I thought of that. As you're talking about Ty Rogers, I thought of Candelaria and a home run tonight on Dinger Tuesday. Back to this. I'm more of a younger guy when it comes to these kinds of things, you know. The exhibition games, I don't really, but the early on in the season, I'm more interested not in what like I know what Terrence Shannon's
yeah,
gonna do,
sure.
right? So
yeah.
And you showed it there with Ty, but Amani Hansberry, I'm anxious to see how much time does he get. I mean, he's got a lot of guys ahead of him, right? With Dane and Coleman and to a degree Shannon and such. So
Guerrier, too.
And, oh, and yeah, Guerrier, et cetera. I'm sorry about that. And Damask. I mean, you got guys like that that are guys that'll be interested. But so it'll be interesting to see like how deep that rotation goes and how many minutes. And of course, that won't necessarily dictate what you see come December and January for Illinois, but that's something I'd be interested in. All right. He probably stole your thunder.
You did.
Oh, I stole it.
I was going to say, in terms of, I think there's some easy answers in terms of individual players. I'm interested to see what some of these different lineups look like.
Good call.
Just, you know, what does a front court of Coleman and Quincy Guerrier look like? Do you play Guerrier and Danger together? Is Hansberry match with those guys in the
like
front
this.
Court? You know, who else is, but beyond Ty Rogers, who are those go-to ball handlers? What do the minutes on the wing look like with Goody, Damask, Harmon, the Sincere Harris play a lot? How much do the freshmen play? I know that he's probably going to play everybody
Man,
on this
a
trip.
Lot of kids.
He's probably going to play everybody on this trip. And like you said, it's not going to be the rotation that comes in right. on the Spain trip isn't going to be what the rotation is in November. But I'm still interested to see just kind of how those lineups shake
yeah.
up and kind of mix and match in all the different pieces and what that looks like.
What's funny is it's the ultimate tease for Illini fans and even Illini media who are trying to extrapolate whatever we can from this trip. Not to have the video to that. We're just going to get box scores.
It's going to be Derek Burson's writing.
Yeah, pretty much.
His electrifying
the chicken scratch and like sub in. And then we got to like go in and see all right, who subbed out. So these guys subbed in. That means it was this five on the court and what that all means. But
well, we want a breakdown, Pipes.
There's just that hungry of a fan base and just trying to figure out a new team. So
yeah, because part of it is I don't want it to become an issue. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to think that, all right, well, we got 11 guys that literally could play at any time during a game, and now we can't figure out five.
That's true.
But, I mean, you know Shannon's
you gotta
out there.
Have,
you know Coleman's out there. You know.
Yeah, you want guys to be able to get in a rhythm.
Right.
And sometimes when you have a lot of depth, maybe that gives a quick trigger to the bench if you make a mistake. You
That's
want
true.
Guys to play through mistakes.
True.
But you also, the flip side of that, is if you shorten your bench – and you got guys who are unhappy, and you want Amani Hansberry sticking around.
Yes, you do.
Multiple years here in Champaign. Same thing with Jacob Zahorn. Sincere Harris is another one of those guys where you did bring in those grad transfers, and that helps you with raising the floor this year, giving you experience. But in terms of like the longer-term view of it, you hope that those guys play enough. Although I think the upside of a guy like Gibbs Zahorn is that he could really be an impact player on this team if he does find that this year. But – we really don't know yet. It's too early, but the Spain trip is kind of that early indicator to see what that looks like, at least on paper.
Makes sense. It's amazing how locked in I am on football and not basketball because I hadn't even thought about Marcus Damask or Harmon or Guerrier or any of those guys when I started bringing up that topic. I literally couldn't even think of those guys. Not I couldn't think of them. I just didn't think of them. And it's like, you know what? I am not thinking basketball right now. But it is cool they're heading to Spain. When you did that trip to France.
Italy.
Or I'm sorry.
Yep.
Italy. What goes on, not what goes on in the trip, but like do they play like on a Monday and then they don't play till Wednesday? Mm-hmm. So basically Tuesday's kind of a travel day where they go see sights and Underwood just gets slammed on wine. No, I'm kidding, Brad. I know he doesn't do that. But I know he loves his wine.
He does.
He and his wife, I assume his family will go.
Yep.
I would think. And I know, did Haley
did last
go
time.
With you?
Haley went with me last
That's
time.
That's right. So you guys were
and
able
my
to
mother-in-law, too.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So you had the whole, okay. So kind of fill me in on, and I know it could be a little bit different in Spain, but kind of what will they do? Is there equal amount sightseeing to equal amount of playing? In other words, does Brad and these guys understand the importance of the trip, but also to say, hey, we want you guys to have some fun,
yes.
bond with each other, et cetera.
Yeah, 100%. It's just as much about team bonding and that whole type of deal as it is playing the games. And the game is important
sure.
because it's a chance to get a snapshot of what it's going to look like. And there are – it's still – you're going to have all of the fall to battle it out on the practice court to really – you know, Sincere Harris, Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, and Justin Harmon are all probably in direct competition for minutes. So some of that stuff's going to matter. But really, it's so spaced out. So you have one game in each city. They did the same thing in Italy with they went to Milan first, and they went to Florence, and then they went to Rome. So you had one game in each of those three areas, and you're pretty much spaced out like 3 or 4 days in between games. I think it was three, and then maybe the last trip was four. So you get some of that sightseeing in between. Then you have a game, and then you go to the next city, sightsee.
That's cool.
And within that window, have another game. So that part of it's cool. It was really cool to go to Italy last time and do that whole type of deal.
Is Coleman, has he done both?
Coleman, I'm trying to think. That was before the 2019-20 season. So, no, I don't think anybody on that.
Okay.
On this team was on that one.
And maybe that's how they do that, because you can only take these trips every four. Okay, so, that'd be kind of cool, man. I didn't know with COVID or something if maybe one of the guys was able to make a trip to Italy and Spain. That would be pretty cool. That would have been like, yeah. I guess we're sure Coleman would not.
So, Coleman, he was a freshman.
Because he hasn't used
Adam Miller
COVID year.
And Andre Curbelo. So, it was the year after COVID canceled the season. So that they went to Italy right before that breakthrough year with Andres Feliz, although Andres Feliz didn't get to make the trip. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
You had Kofi not be able to go. Andres Feliz couldn't go because they had the visa issues. But that was the IO team.
Yes.
Obviously, Georgie and
Matisse Vassell.
I don't think he was on that team.
What would the irony be of me not being able to remember anything? Like, I don't remember what year Corey was and Serge, but I remember when Matisse was there. And you're like, what? Why? That would be so. All right, so that. But no, it's what a cool trip to Spain and to be able to see a. I've never been to Europe, so I know you have, and I'd love to do it. I'm sure Kyle has.
I have.
Okay.
One time, London and Paris.
You guys have that on me.
It's a long flight.
My parents didn't do anything for us. We had to get up at 4 a.m. and work. That's all we did all day is we worked. And so we never got to
take
trips.
It's not what the people with the Bon Air say.
right. They're like, hold on a second. We know that that's not true. Maybe if I would expand my reach and do something other than a beach in Florida, I could go see Spain and Italy and the likes. I am going to do that.
Be cool to do
God
once.
Willing. When I retire and have a little extra time. I talked to a guy today, believe it or not, a company. This is more of my other job with insurance, but I was talking to a guy in Rhode Island, and we were talking deer hunting. And, I explained I'm not a huge deer hunter, but in fact, I don't deer hunt, but I used to go with them years ago, and I would, I'd go and have fun with the guys and such. But he said they can only use muzzle loaders in Rhode Island, and he's learning how to hunt. So then we started talking about, different things. And I said, I've always wanted to make a trip to Maine and Rhode Island and that northeast part of the country in the fall. And he said, well, I'm sure your fall is pretty, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, it is. I mean, our trees get beautiful here. But I said, we're just so flat. And, plus I've been here my whole life. So it'd be neat to see something different. But that's funny you brought that up, because it's like that would be – one thing I'd put on a bucket list one day is to go see Maine and Rhode Island. And I'd almost rather see them in winter, like around Christmas time. You know how I'm a romantic when it comes to Christmas.
Yes.
I love my Christmas carols. I love seeing if every house was decorated in lights, it would make me the happiest person in the world. And then when you've got a little snow on the ground, I love all of that. And the thought of being in Maine in like a cabin with snow and it would just be... That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
That sounds really cool.
It does kind
of. And then it seems like one of those like lighthouse pictures,
Right. That's exactly right. It sounds like I'm writing the next Hallmark movie. Because I'll be flipping through the guide and I'll see Hallmark and it's some Christmas movie in July. And I'm like, do they literally do that all year? I think that's all they do are Christmas movies. I swear to God, I think that's all they do. If somebody understands different, let me know. 359-22. 55. We've had a few people say, Rick, they do have beaches in Spain, Lon. That's a good call. I can go hit the beaches in Spain. Brendan Donovan.
Are they nude beaches?
Ooh. I've eclipsed that part of my life. I can go fully
clothed, correct? I mean, my God. I would not want to run those people off the
beach. I can choose this, right? I can still. You're not offended?
Maybe I'm like, is this a nude beach? They're like, no. No, it's not. We just had our clothes ripped off by a shark. You're not allowed on this beach, sir. Brendan Donovan is having season-ending surgery, so I don't know what that's on.
It's too bad.
Okay. All right, Kyle, are you ready for your top five after this break?
I am.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball and figure out Kyle's five biggest moves, and Derek and I can weigh in on those, and then we'll keep you updated on what the Cardinals and the Cubs have done. We could talk some football by the end, too, with Brett Bielema and that crew. Have you guys been watching the quarterbacks on Netflix? Here we go again. I know you haven't.
I'm sad to report, no. Kyle, but I really want to.
I haven't seen it yet.
I tweeted something out the other day that was very mean, and I try not to do that. But I mentioned that I'm tired already of Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Well, so is America.
Yeah, okay, good. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm tired of her before watching the series. She's just, so.
Well, yeah, because there's other things that have her happened,
and
right?
His brother are not popular people.
It was funny. Lucas even asked me, he's like, has his brother been on it? And I'm like, no. But I said, what's up with him? Because I remember an issue with that, and he was kind of explaining it to me. But, yeah, she's a little too excitable. Like, I put it this way. She's a little too of, I know that the cameras are following us, so I'm going to ham it up. And, like, Kirk Cousins' wife is like, they're like the perfect fit. Like when you think of Kirk Cousins, you know, you laugh at him because he puts the jewelry on, but otherwise he's just the dad that, and the wife even said, I dress him in dad clothes. And she's like, the joke going around after week one, and you'll see it, is that like, did you get that shirt at Kohl's? Or no, somebody tweeted out, Kirk Cousins owns more Kohl's points than anybody in America. And Kirk Cousins was like, dude, I was laughing my butt off at that. But he said, you know, his wife was like, look, you know, here, just FYI, we do sharp at Target and stuff. She's like, we're just like you. You know, we don't need to just buy things that are so expensive. So they kind of match each other well. Mm. And then Marcus Mariota's wife is very similar to him as well. So, but I don't know. I mean, I like Pat Mahomes. He's pretty funny. And his wife is she knows sports. I mean, she's like part owner of the soccer team, the girls' soccer team in Kansas City, professional.
I didn't know that.
So she played soccer in college, according to the Netflix thing. So, you know, she's got some credibility. It's just she's just too happy and too of, I know I'm on TV and I'm going to make a show of it. So, okay, I don't feel as bad then if the rest of the world feels that way.
Everybody, their social media presence, her and his brother, are not popular amongst the masses.
Yeah, okay.
They're very showy, look at me.
Gotcha.
Because everybody is looking at Patrick. That
yep.
They're in the spotlight, and you can tell that they like that spotlight.
I love it. Well, Mahomes is incredible. And that's the thing you get from watching
He's
that.
He's really hard to dislike.
And you know who's incredible? Justin Jefferson. Mm. Because Kirk Cousins had a great year last year, but Justin Jefferson, the amount of ridiculous nobody-should-catch-that-ball catches that he had is unbelievable, and they show them all. And you're like, how did he catch that? I mean,
is he not going number one in fantasy drafts right now?
Say,
I think he is.
I think you'd have to, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't know. You know what? We decided this year that, like, a tight end means so much anymore, right? Like, if you get one of the top five tight ends, and then it just drops off. So we've decided this year, still stick with a tight end. I don't want to get away from that. I think we're going to go three receivers this year, which for our league is big. Like, we don't make changes. But we're going to have two running backs, tight end, and three wide receivers this year to add to a quarterback, kicker, and defense, of course. So be interesting. And I think it's smart because week 11, when the only running back remaining is Kyle Tosk, and you got to pick him up and hope that he has a goal line carry for a touchdown, you can still get pretty good wide receivers. You know, there's still Cortland Sutton or someone of that ilk out there that you can pick up, you know, come week 11, in our league at least. So I think it'll be kind of cool to go to three receivers.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I got to study, like, even more.
I looked on – I brought this up here within the last couple of weeks, but fantasypros.com does average draft position for the drafts that have been going on. Justin Jefferson is the top overall pick in terms of average position. It goes Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Ja'Marr Chase as the top three.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, those guys are getting the ball all the time. Kirk Cousins is looking at him all the time. Now, Chase scares me a little bit because you got T. Higgins. Now, you did lose – who was the vet? Who was the
Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, Boyd, 85, right? Or 83, 85. You lose him, so that I think – or maybe he's signed with him again. Who knows? We can get into that as we get closer. We're not that far away.
He's still there.
Oh, he is still there. Yeah. So you got those three. It just seems like – and I know you had – who was the dude? Adam Thielen. I know you had him in Minnesota, and then you got the other dude, number 17, that caught. He had a couple of big games down the stretch where he went over 100 for Minnesota. But
Osborne? KJ Osborne, Osborne,
good
think.
Call. That's exactly what it is. But
I'm
Justin
surprised
Jefferson.
You know the numbers.
Yeah, I know the numbers more than I know the unless Jefferson's.
You sound like
17.
A coach. Like you go. It's Monday,
totally
and you're preparing for a new team. And they don't know the names of anybody. They're like, well, you know, 17 on film. You know, he's had some big games recently.
See, I used to think that was all BS. Like, they just didn't want to give credit. But now I'm thinking that it's true. You're like, yeah, that kid looks pretty good, number 17.
Yeah, like, how do you not know his name? He, like, leads the league in receiving.
Like, well, I got other things to do.
Yeah.
I sleep on a couch. I mean, they do at their office, it seems. All right, we're back with Kyle's top five. I almost forgot about that. It is the drill. Illini fans, stock up on great Illini gear this summer at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Their famous buy one, get one free shirt selection is perfect for summer and has some great new designs. Shop their line of polos and other business casual apparel from great brands like Nike, Cutter & Buck, Tommy Bahama, and more. Refresh your wardrobe this summer at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal & Kirby in Champaign, 6th & Green in Campus Town, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini Fan Shop.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
Can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the Jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling is getting summer started with some fresh new products. Take a break from the sun and get a taste of cool, crisp, refreshing, starry lemon-lime flavored soda. Stay hydrated with Gatorade's new Fast Twitch Energy Drink and get your daily source of vitamin A and C with Gatorade Fit. Find your afternoon pick-me-up with Starbucks Caramel and White Chocolate Mocha Frappuccino Mini Cans. Order these delicious beverages and everything else with Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company. Visit PepsiColaCU.com. Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Whether you're regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive would say in Piper, I am Lante, Derek Piper. Here, as well as Kyle Tosk, who we're going to get to his top five moves made so far in baseball as the trade deadline now nears, 18 minutes away. So Kyle will have the latest for us here in a jiffy. We'll get to that. Favorite peanut butter, now that I've said jiffy, is it Jif?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that kind of
Jif,
the...
Yeah,
I think that's my go-to. Isn't that the one with the three, the red,
the
green,
red top.
And yeah.
Yep, Jif.
What sure. else is there? There's, we should know. I should know this. It doesn't matter. The other thing, do you like crunchy?
I'm a smooth.
I am too. I people are like, but.
Smooth guy.
You like peanuts. I'm like, I do. You like peanut butter. Then why can't, because I don't want my peanut butter sandwich. Which I haven't had in a while. That sounds really good. Peanut butter and jelly. I haven't had, I don't like that crunching. I don't need it. All right, Kyle.
Skippy is the other
Skippy.
Brand.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Isn't there one with like Peter Pan? There's Peter Pan.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Peter Pan.
Before Kyle gives his top five moves that have been made, can I provide an update on maybe what could be happening within the next 20 minutes or so? So Joel Sherman, who... New York Post, MLB Network Insider, just tweeted a minute ago, expectations the Cardinals will still trade Jack Flaherty, perhaps in conjunction with an outfielder such as Dylan Carlson or Tyler O'Neill. The Dodgers still want a starter, and perhaps the Braves too.
Oh, wow. Okay, but not the Yankees.
Yankees not mentioned.
Okay, interesting. I thought maybe...
The Yankees have done nothing.
I know. And I mean, haven't we always seen Flaherty on the West Coast? He's from there. I know we take too much into that. Like Jeremy Warner years ago was like, Lon, I really don't think that means that much to him. And I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. I guess I put too much into it. Well, he's from here. He's going to want to come and play here. But I feel like he's more of a West Coast kid. I've always felt like that. And I could see him with either the Giants or the Dodgers. I can. So I don't know. All right, Kyle, are you ready?
Yes.
Kyle's top five. Number five.
I feel like these five are way less exciting than past trade deadlines.
It has been horrible.
This deadline has nobody.
And in 30 minutes, you'll be able to do a brand new top five that has none of
these. Exactly.
Probably. So
All right, how
do
about,
I start at five
just
or one?
Just start at five. Okay. Number five.
So five, I grouped together because I wasn't sure which one maybe was more important than the other. I just said the three closers that have been dealt. You had the Blue Jays picking up Jordan Hicks from the Cardinals. You had the Diamondbacks adding Paul Sewald from the Mariners, their closer. And then recently the Brewers added Andrew Chafin, the lefty from the D-backs to the back end of their bullpen. So I kind of just combined those.
Are the D-backs like out of it?
They added a closer and then they traded one. I don't know what they're doing.
Interesting.
But they've fallen off a little bit. Cubs are on their heels.
All right, how about number four?
Number four, I went with Jamer Candelario going to the Cubs. Yeah, I think he's the best bat that's been traded so far.
Homer pick.
I want another chance to mention that the Cubs got him. So that's my excuse to bring him up again.
I'm excited for you. Why am I looking at the...
This won't end well for Illinois.
All right, number three.
This one was one of the first ones to happen, and it was the Angels going and getting Lucas Giolito from the White Sox, along with Reynaldo Lopez, a reliever.
Have they, since that move, have they done any kind of movement in the standings? Because I think they were like eight back, weren't they, when they made that move? Almost to say, we're in it to win it with Shohei and going to get Giolito?
I think they were maybe like four back in a wild card.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm probably thinking more of the division.
Because I don't think they're necessarily going to catch the Astros and Rangers in the division. But, yeah, they...
Are they still four back?
Let's see.
I'm sorry I'm making you do. I should have had Pipes on that job with his left hand. Where's the Mark Tupper? I got to add in the... never mind.
Who'd you ask about?
The Angels.
Angels 4.5 back.
Oh, okay. So they've lost a half game since.
In 4.5 back in the West, 3 out of the wild card.
Hold on a second. All right, so that was 3. How about number 2?
Top 2 both involved the same team. A couple of veteran pitchers on the move. Number 2, Max Scherzer going to the Rangers.
That's. Listen, I know that Scherzer hasn't been great this season, but give him the ball in game one of the playoffs, and you've got a legit chance of coming away with a victory in that one. You literally, at this point in his career, I'm getting Max Scherzer for October. Didn't Roger Clemens do that a couple of times where he like waited till halfway through the season?
He did.
And he's like, all right, I'm now available.
Going to the Astros.
Exactly. Or didn't he do the Yankees one time, or was he there all year maybe with the Yankees?
He might have been there all year.
I think you're right. All right, and then dare I say a former Cardinal at number one?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Justin Verlander going to the Astros.
Maybe Jordan Montgomery to the
heading back to
Rangers.
Houston. The reigning world champs add one of the better pitchers in the game who has returned to form here over the last month or two.
And his wife comes to games.
Yes, she does.
She will be sitting front row. Or maybe in the owner's box.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or the GM box after he made that trade. All right, and then for the Cubs and Cardinals, you mentioned Candelaria to the Cubbies for a bat. Cardinals have basically given away. It's weird. Can I say this, Pipes? And Kyle, thank you. Well done on that. Well done on the top five. It's like, you know, we've joked, like, the Cardinals haven't been sellers very often, right? Or at all in Mazalok's tenure. So it's been a long time since you and I have sat here at a trade deadline. The weird part about that is when you buy, you're buying someone sexy, right? You're getting someone that, and I'm not talking physically, but like even Candelaria, like I'm like, all right, I want to know what he, you know, what's his stats. When you sell, you're just selling for the future, and you're getting kids that you've never heard of that are in the minors that you hope one or two of the, like in the Cardinals instance, if one or two of these pitchers that they've gotten even turn out to be a fifth starter at the big league level at a decent, you know, at a decent clip, then you're excited maybe about it. But it's just weird when you're selling, you're getting guys you don't know anything about. Not that you're not interested in what they are or what they do, but it's not the same.
It's not. No, it's hard to get that excited, especially because the Cardinals to this point and probably aren't going to veer off of it as we approach this deadline in terms of trading someone that would command a huge get back.
Yep.
So you're not going to get somebody's top prospect, or you're going to they're going to have a crazy ranking in the national, you know, top 100 and whatnot.
Like if you would if you traded Arenado
or Goldschmidt
or Goldie,
Flaherty, you only got half a year of control left on him, and he's kind of a middling starter at this point. Although he did pitch well in July, which helps his value a little bit, but. Who they've gotten rid of to this point, it hasn't been a full-on sell like for the future, kind of like when the Cubs sold off Rizzo and they sold Baez and Bryant. I mean, you're going to get more back for that than what the Cardinals are doing right now, because they don't want to Goldschmidt, Arenado. They don't want to dip into that.
They don't
want
to start over.
Right, they don't want to start over.
Good call.
So it is just kind of that meh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not that excited. I'm not too bummed out by who we got rid of. I'm not going to be bummed out when Flaherty goes. So it's just one of those, for us, get us to football season.
I know.
There's really nothing that, unless like Gorman gets traded. I'm going to be mad because literally it seemed like almost every day my Twitter timeline had something about a Cardinals bat going to Seattle.
Oh, that's
for one
true.
Of those pitchers.
Derek
for Logan
Gould.
Gilbert or Bryce Miller, one of those guys. And if that's not coming to fruition, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Maybe Gould was throwing – what's the word I'm looking for? He was throwing out
– Smoke screens
for Mozeliak. Because, he's the
like,
one
no,
that,
they were trying, but their price was too high.
Kyle, tonight, the Cubbies and Reds. How many games are you out? Five?
Five after last night.
But. So what are we thinking for tonight? Who's on the hill again, and what's your confidence level tonight?
I'm feeling good about tonight. You got Justin Steele on the mound, who, now that Marcus Stroman's fallen off a cliff, is your clear ace, going up against Ben Lively for the Reds, a right-hander who I don't know a whole lot about. And you got Candelario making his debut,
Dinger
playing
Tuesday.
First base. I think it could be a good night for the Cubs, and they do – really need this one.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I mean, you don't want to drop six out, especially at home.
You don't want to drop the first two of this series. You don't want to lose the Stroman and Steele games.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, that's a good point. Then you'd be.
And you got the Braves coming to Wrigley this weekend. So you want to stack these wins.
Have the Cardinals played the Braves yet? I don't think they have. It'll be nice to know that they'll play them when you and I don't care. Like when we're paying zero attention to the Braves and the Cardinals. Or I'm sorry, to the Cardinals.
They might have come to St. Louis, but I can't remember. Maybe they didn't.
Maybe not. I don't remember playing the Braves.
Second series of the year, they came to St. Louis and
the Cardinals
swept.
Won two. Oh.
The Cardinals.
Well, at least everything was still playing out like it is now. You know, there was no outlier in the second series of the season.
They play in Atlanta September 5th through 7th.
Oh, we still got
to
go back.
It's going to be really easy to check out on the Cardinals because, number one, Pablo Lopez is pitching for the Twins tonight. Cardinals are TBD still as of like 2 hours before the game.
And Flaherty was supposed to go tonight.
Flaherty was supposed to. So you got a series with the Twins, then the Rockies. The Rays are a good team, but, man, they'll probably beat up on the Cardinals. Then you got the Royals and the A's. It'll be a really easy time to not care about Cardinals baseball for a while.
Unless the Royals said, we're going to start Blake Walters. And then I'd be like, oh, whoa. Yeah, I still have not been to a Cardinals game this season at Busch Stadium.
Neither have I.
I kind of want to go. Why? Just to say I did it, I guess? I mean, it is fun to go to the ballpark.
It's fun taking in a game.
It is. It totally is, right? It's just, there's no other feeling like it. Getting parked. Walking up to the ballpark, feeling kind of I don't know how much excitement you'd feel this year, but, there's something about it. Getting that $18 drink. I'll take a Busch Light, please, for $18. Man. Yeah.
Ballpark dog.
Yeah.
Going over to Ballpark Village for a few.
Right. There's still something about it. I need to do it. Maybe I'll go up to Wrigley.
I haven't been to Wrigley in forever. I need to go back there sometime.
It is. You got to do, like, I could do St. Louis by myself easily. I could drive. I used to do it all the time. When I worked in television, I always had days off during the week, and everybody else worked. So I'd wait for a Wednesday. Every Wednesday were what they called it, business suit, or I don't remember exactly what it was called, but they'd do getaway day essentially on Wednesday, and it'd be an afternoon 1 o'clock game or 12 or whatever, and we lived in Sullivan, and I'd drive down, go to the game. I'd buy a thing, a scorebook. I'd sit in center field. I don't care what ticket I bought. I would go sit in dead center field where nobody else was there, and I would keep score of the game and watch the game. Then I'd drive home. And I just enjoyed doing that. It was kind of cool. But now Wrigley, I wouldn't want to go alone. And not, I'm not talking safety. I just, it's too much fun. Like, you got to take in, you got to take in Wrigleyville and all the bars around there and just have some fun. So
yeah, I'm excited because I'm leaving tomorrow to go back home for a few weeks before school starts, and I think I'm going to get out to Wrigley.
Get out to Wrigley. You should.
First time this summer. It'll be fun.
You should.
Well, we have some breaking news, by the way.
Oh, hold on a second. Should we tease this or just go at it? Is it Flaherty?
Yes, it is.
We have a trade.
According to Jeff Passan.
Ah, Jeff.
The Baltimore Orioles are finalizing a deal to acquire Jack Flaherty from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. No other details, I assume.
Not yet.
Okay.
Those will probably trickle out the second we come off the air, but...
Here's what we're going to do.
See you, Jack.
We're going to... Yep, yep.
Going to miss you.
I'm going to withhold saying anything about Jack Flaherty. When we come back, hopefully we'll know more about this trade. How about that? It is The Drive.
Every industry has specialists, like Alan here. He knows radiators.
Radiators. I love them. Don't even talk to me about brakes or fuel lines.
Just radiators.
Radiators.
Sally is a specialist in cakes.
I think pies are an abomination.
Really? Pies?
Yuck.
Then we have Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know what they're great at? Appliances. Nothing else. No TVs. No computer printers. No radiators.
Who's got a problem with radiators?
Nobody, Alan. But you can't get one at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Too bad. They're missing out.
I'm Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All we do is appliances. And when that's all you do it better than anyone else. Our associates on our sales floors know more about them. Our delivery people are better at installing them. And our technicians are better at fixing them. All right here in Central Illinois. Wow!
I can't believe you don't like pies, though.
What do I look like, some kind of a peasant?
No.
Cakes are really the best thing.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, I'm Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and we have a desperate need. We have a building that's coming down, and we have to put up another one. But we have you, and we have God on our side. So, August the 12th, we are going to have at Hessel Park in Champaign, family, food, and fun. We're going to have 5 to 10 different church bands playing. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have food. We're going to have sausages and barbecue and corn on the cob, all kinds of summertime treats. And we're going to have a lot of fun going on. We have different games for the kids. So we're counting on you to come and join us and participate and help us raise money for a new building. In Jesus' name. You can come and visit us at www.restorationurbanministries.org. Family, food, and fun at Hessel Park, August the 12th. We'll see you there.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Tapman's Towing is looking for you. If you want a career with a great local company, it's Tapman's Towing, paying top dollar for experience. If you have an excellent driving record, good oral and written communication skills, are willing to work hard and want to be paid top dollar, visit tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's is looking for CDL drivers, record drivers, and dispatchers. Work with a local company that rewards hard work. Tapman's Towing. Visit tapmanstowing.com to apply today.
Tapman's Towing.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5, from that song to this, which means we're done again. Thanks to Tom Deanhart, Tapman's Towing phone line. Tom, that was really good at the start of the, not that it wouldn't be, I don't know why I said it like that. We talked a lot about Purdue football and also just Big Ten in general. So if you want to get a chance to hear that, you're going to hear it coming up with Tom Deanhart, which was a guy that has been around and covered the Big Ten for quite a while. Asked him about the Northwestern situation, the idea of USC and UCLA coming in, and then where does it end, essentially. So, Jack Flaherty gone. I mean, it had to happen, right?
We've been resigned to the fact that he wasn't going to be that ace-level pitcher. I think we've lost hope a lot of Cardinals fans had. I go back to 2019. Best pitcher in the NL in the second half. He was fourth in the Cy Young voting. He was only 23 years old at that point.
Right.
The fact that we're 4 years down the road and he's not even – we'll see what the get back is for him, but knowing that it's probably not going to be much and he's gone, it's disappointing. But I think in terms of the frustration of it not panning out, Cardinals fans are ready to move on.
I agree. He said maybe or probably getting Jackson Holliday back. Well, number one, you never had him. And number two, you ain't getting him. I'm going to use bad grammar.
One of the guys coming back, Cesar Prieto, an infielder prospect from the Orioles. So
this trade deadline stinks.
You can go do your research on him.
This silence is on purpose.
For over 20 years, the Mahomet Music Festival, presented by Fisher National Bank, has been bringing this free, family-friendly event to Main Street in downtown Mahomet. Join us at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, August 25th, on the Darwin Boston State Farm stage for bands Zach Tompkins, Candy Foster in Shades of Blue, and Hairbangers Ball. On Saturday, August 26th, after the parade at 9 a.m., Christian band Sanctus Real will perform at 11 a.m. During the day, check out the Mahomet Lions Club beer tent, food court, street vendors, crafters village, carnival rides, and cornhole tournament. The headliner for this year's Mahomet Music Festival is platinum-selling recording artist and award-winning singer Chris Jansen.
Can't fix that, but I can fix it.
Who will perform on Saturday, August 26th at 9:30 p.m. The Mahomet Music Festival is an annual tradition that takes place the fourth Friday and Saturday of August each year. Find out more about the music festival at MahometMusicFest.com.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champaign's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.